folks, it's time for some outrageous fun facts about the University of North Carolina Tar Heels football and a bunch of hooey I made up. Let's do it. North Carolina's first football season was way back in 1889. Their coach, Hector Cowan, led them to a 1-1 season. Only two games, you're thinking? I understand. But the football schedule was so short because the food services department of the university did not order enough cups to last a full season. They ran out of cups at halftime of the second game. We just made our hands into like a little bowl, and they poured the Coca-Cola right into it. You sat in the bleachers like this. Hector Cowan was also an ordained minister. In his undergraduate days playing for Princeton, he liked to call plays using Bible citations. John 3:16, Genesis 1:1, Romans 8:28, hut, hut, hut. Coach Carl Snavely, known as the Gray Fox for the dapper gray suits and fedoras he wore on game day, led the Tar Heels in 1934-35 and also 1945-1952. His playbook was based on the single wing offense. He took the single wing a step further by using an actual airplane wing. Blockers would run down the field carrying the wing of a B-29 Super Fortress, easily creating a huge clearing for a running halfback to gain massive yardage. The impact of the wing would knock some defensive players straight into the bleachers.
You're really going to enjoy this story from 1935. We had the wing on top of the team bus, and a sudden gust of wind picked up the entire bus and dropped us into a lake. Oh, good times, good times.
Folks, those have been some outrageous fun facts about the University of North Carolina Tar Heels football and a bunch of baloney I made up off the top of my head. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.